like to get up in the morning and have my coffee, and then I like to get on my iPad and Google people. There's a lot of scoop going on right now, and people are not getting along. So guess what? Then after I Google several people, I go on Instagram and I Insta snoop, and I see who's following each other, who's not following each other. Then I have a little breakfast and I eat it really quickly so that I can get back. So then I hit tools and I go, what did I miss in the last hour? And that's how I do it. I keep up on everything.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
You know that plane, that old 70s?
Oh, yeah, that old TCB
M25. And send people to the Great Wolf Lodge just to talk about it.
Hey, listen, this is not a bad idea.
Tripping with TCB.
Let's send the hillbilly horror stories, guys. Tripping with TCB. Sending you to the Great Wolf Lodge. But you're not getting no roar package. You're going to be in a bunk bed.
Depending on the level of influencer.
Depending on the level of influencer, you might or might not
get the roar.
Get
back.
A discount on the ropes course.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Kiss me.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the Robbie Williams to my Graham Norton, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. You probably know neither of those names that I just mentioned, Graham Norton or Robbie Williams. You know Graham Norton?
I've heard of Graham Norton.
The very famous. He's like our Dave Letterman over there in the UK.
Okay.
That's right. And Robbie Williams, of course, the famous, not-so-famous pop star, signed one of the biggest recording contracts in history. It seems like no one in America has ever heard of him. Because that movie that he did, Better Man, just failed miserably at the box offices, raking in $580,000 this last weekend, which is not a killer start to
saw
a movie.
That, well, I saw the preview for that, actually, in a movie theater when I went to go see the Dylan movie.
Okay.
And I was just kind of confused.
I'm all confused about why we need the monkey, but like apparently the monkey was supposed to be
represents.
The thing. Yeah, but it's supposed to be the thing that drew people in if they didn't know Robbie Williams.
Oh.
Like, oh, there's a monkey. Let's go see the monkey. But I have no interest in seeing movies of monkeys. I didn't like Smokey and the Bandit, or what was that movie? The one that Burt Reynolds did with the monkey. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I don't think it was Smokey and the Bandit, though. Or at least not the first one.
Jim and the Bing Bang Boys. There was a time in the 80s when everybody had a chimpanzee in their movie.
They did.
Yeah, it was like we all went chimp crazy until they started ripping people's faces off.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tatanka. Tay in the wind. Tay in the wind. You remember that? Nell?
Nell. I do.
Tay in the wind.
Yeah, that's Jodie
Foster.
Actually,
Tatanka is from Dancing with Wolves, so I have my movies mixed up. But that's not unusual for me, so there you go. Tatanka, it was the name of the buffalo in Dancing with Wolves.
This monkey's name was just Tonka.
Okay. Well, I like to call him Tatanka because that makes me feel better.
Okay.
He was born in a peach tree dish.
Yes.
Peach tree dish. This here's the reason why I even got started on this. I was reading Rotten Tomatoes best movies of 2024 as we head into the Oscar season here, and don't know that I've seen any of these. These are the ones that Rotten Tomatoes picked out. Anora, which is apparently one of the best movies ever made, according to some people.
Wow,
this is. This is the movie where the girl meets the Russian, like, oligarch's kid, and they have, like, one wild night, and they get married.
I read
and apparently
about that.
It's, like, one of the funniest movies in the world until the last 30 minutes when it's one of the most heartbreaking movies in the world.
Jeez.
Don't know. I don't know much more besides that. I do want to see it. I would see it. Chasing Amy. Have you seen Chasing Amy?
I remember Chasing Amy, but I don't
This
think
is
I've
the
seen...
movie.
Okay.
Okay. Hundreds of Beavers. What is Hundreds of Beavers?
Well, no, is it a National Geographic?
A joyous movie theater experience, a live-action cartoon reminiscent of Looney Tunes and silent movie slapstick comedies about a drunken Applejack salesman at war with some beavers. Oh, I did see the trailer for this. Yes, I do want to see this. I do want to see this movie. Check out the trailer. I think you'll probably want to see it too.
What's an Apple Jack salesman?
I don't know. He sells Apple Jacks. You know, the cereal that everyone liked back in the 90s.
Yeah.
I loved Apple Jacks. So good. Now in the TV section, Mr. and Mrs. Smith season one.
I have to say, I just watched that. Jeff and I just watched that this weekend and...
I don't know why everybody's... I watched the first episode, and I don't know why everybody's going so crazy over this television show.
Yeah, I mean, it was good.
Sure.
But it wasn't... There were some parts of the story that kind of didn't congeal to me.
It's like Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
Which I desperately want to be such a fantastic television show. And in moments there are, mm-hmm. and I can finally believe that guy does something else besides The Office.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Krasinski?
Yeah. But it doesn't all come together in a way that I think is pleasing. And I thought Mrs. and Mr. Smith was that way.
Same for me.
Nosferatu, of course,
is
another
one.
Oh, I want to see that. Speaking of people dating high school girls, isn't Nosferatu about an old, like, vampire that comes and, like, makes some young girl orgasmic or something like that? Like, the actual story? I think it is. And so that's a little weird.
It is from 1922
or
something.
The story is. So yeah,
it's probably
original.
Sus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Superman, the Christopher Reeve story was pointed out.
Oh, I wanted to see that.
This is a movie you must watch. And if you ugly cry, don't do it around ones you love. Because this is a movie that will make you ugly cry. I watched this a couple weeks ago when we were on the break. It's given me chills just to think about it. Christopher Reeve was, by all accounts, not only a very intelligent man, but a very wrapped up in himself man who was worried about all outside appearances and a ladies' man and a coxman and a guy who maybe didn't treat his first wife very well, and they had a child.
Right.
And he just kind of was trying to... He was sorting his wild oats as a guy who was becoming very famous doing
Superman.
And also struggling with the fact that he was Superman and that he didn't feel like a Superman because he didn't feel like he was being a very good person, but everyone was looking at him like he was Superman. Not to say he was a bad guy. He was just an actor. He was an actor of great, like, physical appearances. And he, by accounts of people who loved him and his own words, didn't really know what to make of it all. And was really having a hard time with that.
Well, because he was, like, the first, right, to play...
No, he wasn't the first to play Superman, but he was the...
Did they have them back in like the
50s? Yeah, they had them back in like the 50s. Yeah,
it was like a movie?
There was a movie and a television show, I think.
Okay.
And that television show was very popular, and it was played by a kind of a portly man. I mean, I guess he would have been considered like a strong man back then.
Okay.
That typical kind of strong man look of back in the 40s and 50s, you know, has a little extra weight on him and big and burly. But Christopher Reeves was chiseled out of a stone.
Right.
I mean, the guy was... Like, it was a beautiful man, right? There's no other way to put it. And when they approached him to play Superman, the director of Superman was trying to make a serious comic book movie, and everyone laughed at the idea. They all thought this was going to be absolutely ridiculous. Many people advised Christopher not to do this movie. He would be laughed out of Hollywood. And man, could they not have been more mistaken about that. It was huge success. Superman, the original movie, to this day, to me, is a great movie. So is Superman 2. Mm-hmm. Superman 3 and 4 get kind of silly. But have you seen Superman, the original Superman movie?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it was back from the late 70s, early 80s.
It was the 80s, yeah. But you should watch it. I mean, if I know you might not be into it, but it's a good story and it's interesting.
Yeah, I would watch that. I would watch it.
Yeah. Don't expect...
I'm not watching Marvel, but I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't expect CGI miracles out of this movie. But they did a pretty good job,
they did,
given the circumstances. I remember...
And who was the actress that played Lois Lane? She was good.
Oh,
always loved her.
Yeah. And Margot somebody? Was it Margot Robbie? Margot Robbie?
Mm, she's a current actress.
Oh, yeah.
Margot Kidder.
Margot Kidder.
You had the Margot,
that's right.
Yeah,
the
you
Margot
were on
right.
it.
So anyway, so Christopher Reeves goes on to do four Supermen. Mm-hmm. He really has a hard time breaking away from Superman, and he never does. He imbibes in his life of women and wine and partying and being very famous. Mm-hmm. And he also loves horses and always has loved horses. And he falls off a horse and has a
paralyzed.
One in a million accident falling off a horse and is paralyzed.
Which and, I always thought was such terrible irony for him to play Superman and then to be paralyzed.
I think the irony is the story. Mm. The irony is the great story of Christopher Reeves. He had his new wife. They had young children. And apparently they were having a hard time keeping him alive at first. He had a lot of problems. And the doctors said, you know, this can go either way. And there was, I don't know if it was presented as a choice, but there was some indication that, you know, if you didn't fight, then you could give up and that would be that. You could pull the plug, essentially. And his wife came in and said, you know, I didn't fall in love with you for your body. I fell in love with you for who you are.
Yeah.
And in that moment, he made a choice to stay alive. And that starts the great journey of Christopher Reeve, changing not only his life, and many around him. But then many people, he becomes a Superman to many people who desperately needed a Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of his story, is that he fought valiantly to make sure life was better for people he otherwise would have looked over and looked down on in his previous life. And only Superman could have done that. Only Superman could have done. Only Superman could have imparted that kind of power and wisdom and imagery.
What a story. Is it on HBO? Or
it's on HBO Max.
Yeah.
And so you must watch it. I mean, again, don't. Yeah, this is an ugly cry. An ugly cry is coming at least twice in the movie, and at the end of the movie, it's just a gut punch. All of his kids are in it. Both of his wives are in it. Apparently, his ex-wife became a great friend of the family, and they all parented together. And his current wife, or the wife that he had when he died, also became a great advocate in a lot of ways for the disabled community and still continues that work. And his kids are in varying degrees of still grieving. And that's evident on the screen. But the way that this movie is put together is like a Superman movie. And the imagery of Superman and some of the imagery from those movies is used to great effect and great sadness at moments and great power at other moments. So I know we usually don't get this serious on the show, but I really wanted to talk about it. And now that we're reviewing these movies, I thought I would share that I was really, really impacted by this movie. It was one of these things where I was like sitting here doing editing or whatever I was doing. And then I put it on in the background, and about 20 minutes in, I turned around and I didn't stop.
Yeah.
I couldn't look away.
Yeah.
And then Astrid walked in on me crying and I said, I have something in my eye.
Speaking of movies though, you recommended that one, that Fire of Love that I watched. I watched that yesterday.
Yes.
Very interesting movie.
Fire of Love is another one that got me.
It's very interesting.
It was so... I have never seen imagery in a movie like this before in my entire life. Fire of Love.
Yeah.
Available on...
It's about these two
volcanologists.
Volcanologists. Yeah. They found each other. I mean, out of all the people in the world, we were just talking about
We were just talking about this on another episode.
Yeah. They both happen to just have this obsession, really, with volcanoes and any and all types of explosions and rocks and things that happen with volcanoes. And they go to the ends of the earth together, doing all of these experiments and documenting everything, and then, you know, selling books about it and going on lecture tours in order to fund their next expeditions to different volcanoes around the world. I mean, it
at
was,
a time
wow.
when volcanology was not even a thing, these two kind of became rock stars of the volcanologists, probably some of the most famous volcanologists that ever lived. By some other volcanologist account, the most famous that lived. They became personalities inside of that world and brought volcanoes to the masses in a lot of ways that people hadn't seen. And the reason, the way that they did that and the reasons why they did that are unveiled in this documentary that is using their own footage that is absolutely insane. How these people were literally standing in the middle of volcanoes.
Close.
Not so close. They're there.
Yeah.
They're in it. They're enwrapped in fire and lava, and they're stepping in it and swimming in it. And I don't even know how to explain it. You have to watch this movie. I just told all the young people that work up at Starbucks, we were all talking about some, getting excited about Severance Season 2. They were, somebody mentioned a documentary. I said, you have to watch Fire of Love. And how...
It's on Hulu.
You know, I think we all have that one thing, or I hope we all find that one thing. Podcasting may be it for me, or the microphone may be it for me. That one passion in life that despite all odds and despite some circumstances, you keep going back to because it feels like the thing that you were here to do. You have to keep exploring it, unveiling it, unfolding it, unwrapping it, even though it's beating you upside the head sometimes, you just keep going into it. These two found volcanoes
they
to be
said,
that
we're
thing.
We're crazy.
We're crazy.
We're crazy to do this, but we can't stop it.
Yes. And the end is the beginning of the movie shows the end, but the end of the movie is quite sad and surprising, but you'll figure it out.
I don't think it's surprising. I mean,
well, I do in the sense that, well, I mean, they showed
it
as a very,
they
die doing what they love to do.
Yeah.
But what's surprising to me is that they found themselves so close to something they knew so well that was going to be explosive, and then yet they continued to walk toward it. It was just like, guys, you've done this before. Don't do that. And then they go over some of the volcano explosions that have happened in the last 40 years that you may not have even heard about, some that you will have heard about, but just how insanely destructive and beautiful volcanoes are.
And you learn, too, because I didn't realize because there's the two types, the gray volcano
and the red
volcano. And the red one is where probably most of us think of a volcano kind
predictable.
Of spilling out with the red molten lava. And that's when the two tectonic plates are pulling apart.
Mm-hmm.
And the gray ones, which are very explosive with gray, you know, mushroom cloud type things and spread ash everywhere. Those are when the tectonic plates go together.
Yes, Mount St. Helens was a gray one.
Mm-hmm.
It literally, the tectonic plates come together and they burp, essentially. And when they burp, the mountain explodes, the volcano explodes. And that's what happened to Mount St. Helens, like apparently, you know, 17 Hiroshima's worth of a power. And that was crazy. I do remember, I mean, it was 1981, so I was just a baby, but I remember hearing about that, like very young in news stories.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the earth. That's the earth that we live on. So you must go watch Fire of Love. You must watch the Christopher Reeves documentary. And you must watch TCB on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Now every available. Now every episode available on YouTube.
That's a whole kind of different documentary.
In case you were wondering. Yes, that's a whole different kind of documentary. We're documenting the silly stuff we talk about. Like other people's television shows and movies.
Podcast of Love.
Podcast of Love. There you go. Brian and Chrissy's new podcast. 5 days a week. Available on the Odyssey app for free or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, we'll be back.
It's a new year and a new me, which means I'm bringing you the exact same information I always do. So follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. Do something new this year. Text us or call us and leave us a voicemail at 212-433-3TCB. And go, please go watch our YouTube videos at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. I mean, we put all of this effort into our studio, so just go take a gander. You're gonna love it. And finally, go to our website, tcbpodcast.com, if you can't be bothered with anything else, because everything we have is right there on that site. Bye!
I want to talk about a couple of things. Number one, do you know what tripping with tarte is? Tripping with tarte, you know what this is?
I do not.
Okay.
It's tart. Tart, cosmetic brand.
It's got knee on it, so I thought it might have been French. Tarte. I think I heard one of the girls say tarte. So tripping with tarte is apparently a cosmetics line, and that cosmetics line has become quite famous because what they do is they send influencers, makeup influencers or other influencers, a bunch of free shit, and then those influencers talk about Tarte and how wonderful it is, and I like to use it for this, and how it works, and here's how you can use it, and all this other stuff. Brilliant marketing strategy to great effect. They have done this, and now they're a very popular brand, according to my own research that started about 24 hours ago, because I had never heard of the brand before this. But here's the reason why I got on this. There's an influencer, semi-influencer, like she doesn't have a lot of followers, but I find her to be very interesting. And she talks about Hollywood type stuff. And she's talked a lot about the chicken fry situation, which is why I followed her originally. Yeah. Okay. So she starts talking about how jealous she is and she wishes that she would get an invite to go on Tripping with Tarte, which is apparently a biannual trip that they do where they rent like a private 747, take you to a private island, go down to private beaches and do private things and their gift bags and boxes and Prada and all this other stuff. I want to declare here on the commercial break that we are now a makeup influencer podcast. And all I'm going to do is allow my daughters to come in here and put Tarte makeup on me for the rest of the year in the hopes that I get an invite to Tripping with Tarte. Now, I'm sure it's a policy not to invite, you know, straight, white, 40-something-year-old men on Tripping with Tarte, but I'm happy to stay in a different resort altogether, different island if you want me to. I'm happy to do that as long as I can get a trip. This looks fantastic. And the benefits that these young ladies are experiencing for, you know, doing some makeup reviews is amazing. It's amazing. This is the, what a time to be alive.
Yeah, what a time to be alive.
Can I give you a little extra context with that?
Go.
Yes.
This is just from my own personal knowledge. There is a lot of drama around the Trippin' with Tarte stuff these days because it's gotten to a point, like, when they first started doing this trip, it was, like, a really great thing. But now it's been taken so far that people are just like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to buy your stuff. Like, people are upset about it.
Yeah.
They're rebelling.
Yeah, because it's gone so far to, like, the consumerism, the capitalism, all of it has just gone so far that they're like, how much do I really need to see this content vacation that you guys put together? Like, do I need another tube of Tarte Shape Tape concealer? No. Like, yeah, so there's a lot of, like,
backlash
from a certain side of the internet.
Yes.
My side. So just interesting context.
I've heard of the brand Tarte, so I didn't realize about this tripping.
Yeah, listen,
the whole trip.
Here's, like, just to get in the fray a little bit, here's how I feel about it.
I thought you were going
to
say they were using it at raves and tripping. It's the makeup for tripping.
It's the makeup for tripping your balls off, tripping with Tarte.
That's a whole other
Maybe that would make everybody happy.
They
could satisfy the other side of the internet by sending it over to, I don't know, Bonnaroo or something.
For tripping makeup.
Listen, you know, marketing strategies are marketing strategies. If you have a product, you have to market it. You have to figure a way to get it in people's hands. And I understand that excesses can seem frivolous. A lot of times it feels very hurtful to those who don't have to watch everybody else get what they get. And they're on their way to Tripping with Tarte.
They're not getting what they
want.
Yeah,
that's right. They're very upset about the whole Tarte situation. They're throwing a fit. This is, and I don't know anything about this brand, so maybe, you know, I'm uninformed about this, but I think I do remember, like, a couple of years ago hearing about some influencers kind of talking shit about this because they felt like it got out of hand and now blah, 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 blah. It's a brilliant marketing strategy that worked for probably a small brand that's now a big brand. You're not going to make it. It's not?
They were already really big.
Oh, they were already really big.
Yeah, it's like, the marketing is the marketing with them, but like, they've already been doing, like, the PR packages, like, yada, 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 for so long. They've been doing Trippin' for a while now.
Yeah, I think now that I'm putting two and two together, I feel like there were a couple of girls that were complaining about this on the internet.
Yeah, and then there's also been, like, a lot of drama. There's, like, always drama on the trip around, like, what, like, level of influencer and, like, how they're getting treated on the trip. And, like, it's just fucking stupid. And, like,
well, I don't disagree with you there.
No, I know. Yeah. And so it's just sort of a weird, weird thing that I feel like is so 2025. Like, it's just a weird symptom of our time that we're still doing this.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I don't disagree with you that it's fucking stupid. That I agree with, right? Is that we're sending people with 30,000 followers on elaborate, expensive vacations so that they can specifically stick their head directly up the ass of a very large brand, according to Christina, a very large brand of cosmetics. But on the flip side, marketing, there is no winners. It's like when we market our own podcast, there people will say, you know, fuck you, you have to put your, you know, why are you putting ads on Instagram or putting ads out there? Because we have to. We sell a product. The product is our content. We have to get our content out there. We're never going to be pleasing to everybody. If I could get every listener organically, I would love to do that. But good luck getting a podcast discovered in 2025 amongst 75 million others. Same with anything else that you sell in the world. You have to be better, faster, stronger. This is a symptom of the universe that we live in, right?
Yeah, well, I just thought of something, though. Ding, ding, ding. You know that plane, that old 70s
Oh, yeah, that old
plane.
TCB.
Let's get that M25. Thing out and send people to the Great Wolf Lodge just to talk about it.
Hey, listen, this is not a bad idea.
Tripping with TCB.
Let's send the hillbilly horror stories, guys. Tripping with TCB. Sending you to the Great Wolf Lodge. But you're not getting no roar package. You're going to be in a bunk
depending
bed.
On the level of influencer.
Depending on the level of influencer, you might or might not
get the roar.
Get
package.
A discount on the ropes course. We will make that decision that based on the kind of content you can create.
Yeah, let's do
I think
do
our
it.
First, we have to invite Frankie B.
We do.
The hillbilly horror story people, mm-hmm. whoever they are. And thank you very much for shouting
mountain
on our podcast.
Monsters.
Mountain monsters.
They fit in.
Yeah, but they're not good. They're too big for us. They're too big for us. Frankie B might be too big for us. Let's be honest true. About that. But I get it. I mean, I understand how, also having worked with a lot of marketing people in the past, there are some real sharp ones and there are some people who just fell into marketing. Like when they can't find anything else for you to do, they make you a marketing manager, and that means you have another 3 months of your job. Marketing management means you at least here for another 3 months. But, you know, I can see this working in a corporate setting where people are like, dripping with tart, what are we doing this year? Let's, you know, blow our balls even bigger. Let's, you know, rent out Disney World for 7 days and send them all there. And if it works, if the metrics make sense, it's going to keep going because that's the way that it is. This is how consumerism, how our capitalist society works. You got to get your word out there and you got to do it. And listen, I don't know anything about Tarte. I don't know the first thing about it. There might be a lot of controversy. There might be levels of influencer. But if Chrissy and I and Christina, I think you'd take the trip if they offered. If you could get us like a small, dinky, we don't even need a plane. Get us an Uber to the local Hojo and give us some free breakfast and we'll trip with Tarte all day long. I'll take a yellow taxi over to the Holiday Inn.
What I don't quite get about, and I mean, maybe this is just my older brain thinking, because I did specialize in marketing and advertising in college and then afterwards, it's kind of how we met when I was in the advertising department. But I don't quite get like how, because if they're influencers and they're being paid to use the products, how, I mean, I know endorsements have been around for forever. Obviously, we
get
them on ours.
Yeah, we get paid to endorse
but,
too.
Yeah, like how can you really trust that this is like the best thing ever if they're being paid
if
to use
if you it? Have a relationship.
Affiliate links.
Well, you mean how do you measure it or how do you trust it?
I'm a consumer. I'm going to know somebody just got paid to do that and go on this fabulous
trip.
Well,
listen,
and
I know not everybody's like this, but we generally, and we've been talking about this actually in the studio for the last couple of weeks, we generally, I can't say this about 100% of the time, we've gotten some things wrong, but generally, if someone asks us for a personal endorsement, I will not do it unless I try it,
mm-hmm,
I know
like
it, and I like it. That should be the general premise upon all personal endorsements, but it's not. This brings up an interesting, I'll talk about this in a second, but if everybody did that, like if people are connected with TCB and they like us and they think that we're funny and they like the brand that we have, and I don't even know what that means for TCB, the brand that we have. No brand is some brand. Then they hear us talking about, you know, why Brian 3000.
Yeah.
Maybe they trust that that'll make their dicks hard and they go out and they try and use it. Same with Tarte. There's also just like a level of branding, a consumer awareness about this. And next time you go to the store, you go to Ulta or wherever, and you see
you think I'll try it.
Yeah, you say, hey, I'll try it. That girl tried it. Mm-hmm. I like her content. Why not? Let's see. She looks pretty. I like that color. She did a great job. Let's do it. There's an interesting thing that's going on right now with influencers. Two things converging at the same time. Number one, the SEC is saying you must not lie to the consumer. If you do not know or use the product, you cannot say you know or use the product. And if you do, and we find out about it, you're in big trouble. Mm-hmm. And they are coming down on influencers. There's a famous case right now running around the federal court system of an influencer who was sending people to use something, and he apparently had never tried it, and it made a bunch of people sick.
Sick, yeah.
There's also the big honey scandal that's going on right now. I don't know if you know of honey.
I do.
Yeah. Honey, the
bra.
The
douche?
No.
No, I'm so serious.
No.
Okay.
It's
Honeypot. Honeypot. Oh, that's what that's called. Sorry.
Honey Love.
Honey Love.
Is the bras.
This is just honey.
Just honey.
No tits. No vaginas.
No douches.
No douches.
Or bras. Yes. Yeah.
This is a Chrome extension for your
browser. Oh, that one.
Okay, I do know that one.
Where you get discounts.
Where you get discounts.
Coupon codes.
Yeah. What was I heard
this?
Christina, you and I both thought two separate things. I'm like, not the bra.
This has been an interesting day here in the studios.
I like the bra. I did read hear something about this. There was
many influencers, especially across YouTube, have gotten paid gobs of money from Honey to create custom segments, to do custom shows, to do custom ad reads. And apparently Honey was very easy to deal with. They were not. Sponsors sometimes can be very difficult. I'm not going to name the brand, but there was one brand. I was 17 ad reads in, and they were nitpicking single words. This is a major brand who would have brought a lot of money to the show. And I said, no, thank you. Because if the first one's a nightmare, the fifth one's going to be even worse. Yeah. And I'm sorry, I don't want your money. And let's be honest, I've talked a lot of shit about their brand on here. But anyway, that's besides the point. The thing is that Honey is to find an easy sponsor to deal with is kind of like the gold of sponsorships, because if they say, I trust you, go do your thing, run with it, which most of our sponsors do to their credit, they let me do my thing, they let us do our thing, and then we run with it. So Honey, this browser extension that has been around for a while, 300 million downloads or something like that. What they do is they go scan the internet for coupon codes.
There's a couple of those extensions out there.
This one, Honey, was doing this. So many influencers got caught up getting paid gobs of money from Honey. And now they have contractual obligations to keep those ads running. Well, guess what? Honey was making deals with the retailers to put in the least damaging coupon code to the retailer. Example, I go to Target.com, I pick out 10 things. Honey goes out there and finds 3 coupon codes for 20% off. Mm-hmm. They had a backdoor deal with Target to insert a 5% off coupon, even though the 20% coupon was available out there.
Secondly,
Honey was dropping in their own affiliate codes at the same time. So they were scrubbing the affiliate code of the influencer, and they were dropping in their own code.
That's messed up.
That is fucked up. It's a total scam. Unplug Honey if you have it plugged in. Unplug it, because it's not good. You just go, you're going to get to do it the old-fashioned way and cut out coupons like my mom did. Like those people on Coupon King or whatever it is on TLC, like they do. You're going to just have to go do it the old-fashioned way. But Honey is like a all-out, bold-faced, balls-out scam. People were getting scammed, and Honey was taking the money from the same influencers it was supposedly supporting.
That's crazy. It's insane.
Marketing is hard. Marketing is hard work, and it doesn't always work, and you got to keep going, and you can never stop spending, and you always have to try new things. Take it from people who, quite frankly, have spent a lot of money on marketing the show. It's part of the reason of the success, and then the other part is organic or word of mouth or whatever it is, but marketing is hard. So I understand when you hit on something that seems like it's working, you stick with it, and you might get a little silly with the fucking shit like Tart is. But Honey took it, you know, they were just running a scam and just paying influencers
to
do this.
They bought like another one of those extensions, because there were a few of them. And I remember it was a big deal a few years ago. They had bought another one.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, PayPal bought Honey.
Or is that what it was?
A couple of years ago. Okay. Yeah. So PayPal, again, treating everybody with kindness and respect. I mean, I swear on all that's holy, like... I want to be a billionaire, but not at the expense of everybody else. It's just like, I just don't want to do that. And it seems like the more you look, and maybe I'm just opening my eyes to this now because I've been blinded also by the American dream. The more you look, the more you understand. Not many people have done that. I mean, not many billionaires have done that. They all are just kind of stepping on the heads of everybody else around them in order to absorb that wealth. I ain't mad at the wealth. I'd love it. I don't believe in the redistribution of wealth at all. But I think that, you know, and we had that comment from our friend Sean.
At the expense
at the expense of other people. And I'm not going to get into a whole nother rant, but wow. And then, well, I won't even get into it. Okay, let's do this. Before Brian just feels way too tempted to get on his high horse,
yeah.
Let's take a break and I'll put on my smoke machine and I'll knock myself down a couple pegs. We'll be back.
Did you know that we have a phone number? Well, we do. And you should call us. Nobody's going to answer, but you can leave a voicemail for us that we may or may not play on the show. And if that's not the vibe, then just send us a text, okay? Our number is 212-433-3TCB. So get texting and give us something to talk about. Please. We need it. While you're doing that, you can also follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And as always, check out our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all of our audio and video content. Speaking of video, we are also posting full video episodes at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. So go watch them, please. Anyway, now let's hear from our sponsors and get back to the good stuff.
All right, welcome back. I'm down. I'm down off my high horse now. So I'm going to just move on from profiteering tripping. Billionaires, from tarting and tripping and tarting and honey douching and all that other stuff. The big douche is the reason why we're all in this together. Big bras and big douche. That's why we're all in this together. Brian. Brian. Now I've totally forgot what I wanted to talk about. What was it I wanted to talk about?
When in doubt, go back to chicken fry. What is the latest?
I can't tell you any latest on the chicken fry because chicken fry is, you know, it's kind of, the whole drama has settled down. I think what's her name did a good job of tampering it down a little bit, you know, fanning the flames. Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about was the wildfires in LA. Let's take just 1 minute out of our day.
Yeah, to recognize
there's
that.
A reason. Let me explain too. Usually on Fridays we would do some kind of video breakdown and review. I feel like after last week's ball fest, maybe we should give it a break. We had a number of people write in about this, by the way, the ball fest.
Too much.
No, I think everybody took it in good fun, but some people thought it was a little much. Hearing the descriptions were a little much.
Well, they didn't have to watch it.
Yeah. That's true. They did not have to see it in full glory. And directly after that, we had our TV went out here in the studio that plays those videos. I think even the TV had too much. It said,
was,
you know what?
It short-circuited.
I can die now in peace. And go. It short-circuited because of the snowstorm here in Atlanta, which came and went and did not cause a whole bunch of drama. Some people had no power for 24 hours. One of our friends here near where I live was out. They were out without power for like 20 hours.
Really?
It came back on for 3 hours. It went out for another 12 hours,
God.
Which was just terrible.
I didn't have any of that.
And they have small children. And so I asked Astrid, I said, well, why don't they just go? They have like friends that live close.
Yeah.
Because it didn't end up being some big ice event that all, you know, crowded us all in and we couldn't go anywhere. It ended up being a relatively beautiful event where the kids got to play
it
in
was
the
really
snow.
Pretty.
Everybody in town had fun. People skiing around the streets and sledding down the...
Some of those Atlanta, compilations.
Yeah, they're crazy.
People in the snow.
And I got to give it to the local news. They had coverage live, you know, most of the day on Friday.
They did.
I do have to give it to the news. I think they did a good job of not making it as overly dramatic. They had people out at Piedmont Park. Park is the big, like, our central park here. And there's a couple of big hills in Piedmont Park. And there were hundreds of people out there.
Yeah, so
inner
many
tubes and baking sheets and all kind of, because we don't sell sleds here in Atlanta. There were people snowboarding and skiing. They were having a good time out there. And the news was having a good time with them, not making it overly dramatic. Of course, there were people who got socked in and didn't have power and had to suffer through the cold a little bit.
And Christina's neighbor who decided to
that was good.
Try and
that
get
was
out
an
and
incredible
drive.
Moment for me. I was looking out my window watching some idiots bring their stuff to the car. They were packing up the car Friday morning. It is so snowy.
Yeah.
And they've got two computer monitors with them. I was like, girl, where do you think you're going?
Yeah.
Are you going to the office? Like, are you moving? And then they get in the car and I'm like, they're not really going to try and leave, are they? My sister and I, we're like, honestly, such busybodies. It's so bad.
I love it.
And we're watching them. They reverse out in this big old car. They start trying to go, and those wheels
just
start
keep
spinning.
Sliding.
And I am cackling. I was like, idiots! You clearly haven't lived here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what are you fools? hell's doing? They eventually parked back in. I saw them leave on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. It dumped
the monitors.
It dumped probably 3 inches in a short period of time.
We got like 5.
Yeah, we got a lot.
I mean, I don't know. It could have been 4 or 5. Yeah. I didn't really know, but it covered the grass. It was enough for us to go out.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was white. Everything was covered. And it was enough for us to go out there and play for a little while. Then it turned to sleet, then ice, then rain, and then back to ice. But luckily, you know, we didn't have our power go out. And it didn't seem like there was much damage in the city. Anyway, just a nice snow event. But it was hard for me to I wanted to post stuff about it, but it was hard for me to do that knowing that some of our friends and family and people that work with the show, because LA is the entertainment capital of the world. And despite us being far from entertaining, we actually have people that work in the entertainment capital of the world. Our booking agency, our talent agent, our attorney, they all live out there. And they spent the weekend running scared, some of them, this last weekend, running scared. What a terrible fucking situation out there. Apocalyptic, nightmarish. We've already talked about this. And
so sad.
And here's what I want to say. Like, I think we'll have plenty of time to run blame around and say we could have done this and we could have done that. You know, I really hope that the one thing that happened in Hawaii that they tried to stop from happening, but I don't know that it happened 100. I don't think it stopped 100%. Doesn't happen in LA. And that is that these people who lost their homes, maybe some of all their net worth just tied up in these big homes.
Yeah,
you might be rich on paper, but if your home goes up in flames and the insurance company won't pay you out, you may be broke as I am. And I hope that the hedge funds and these money men don't come in and make this a total land grab, because that's what happens when these events when these terrible, it's a well-known phenomenon. When a natural disaster happens, like down in West Palm or Miami or anywhere in Florida, these hurricanes come through, or in New Orleans or in California when earthquakes come through, or these fires come through, that the money men come in and they land grab. It's what they do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, why did the snake bite me? Because that's what snakes do. The money man and the land man, they'll come in and they'll do that. I just really hope that these people in California, they see some justice, they don't get their insurance policies pulled, and that they find some like refuge in this like nightmarish situation. I don't know that we, maybe besides the earthquake of San Francisco, that we in our lifetimes have seen a disaster like this, not even the hurricanes. The hurricanes, at least you see them coming. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. At least you can say, holy shit, that's coming. I better get out of the way. Whether you choose to or not, that's a different story altogether. But this is just like how fast these fires are engulfing entire neighborhoods.
I know. And on top of that, I want to say, I hope that the politics can stay out of it. You know, I read something today
where a Republican
is wanting to withhold aid.
You know? Because it's a mainly liberal.
And that's just not right.
No, it's not.
Let all of that go. Help the people that are out there as best you can.
Yeah. If you had a fire insurance policy, you should be paid out. And I understand the insurance company's job is to make money, but you can't pull the insurance retroactively. That should be, at least, illegal under any circumstance. And I hope that California, the regulation board, holds their feet to the fire. They need to pay out. That will also mean, I guarantee you, a bailout from the government, because the insurance companies will go under, because insurance companies don't plan on 100,000 structures going up at one time. That means the insurance companies will tilt and they will go under. The government will have to come bail them out. I hope they do the right thing and bail the insurance companies out, so the insurance companies continue to do what they do, and that's help people in desperate times. And if you're out in LA and for some incredibly strange reason are listening to the commercial break, we're going to put links up to 211 and Airbnb.org, two organizations that are helping people find long-term
housing, shelter, food, all of that.
And in some cases, completely free. In some cases. I say that you have to fill out some paperwork. Of course you do. That's just the terrible part about this situation, is indignity after indignity. Mm-hmm. But that's the way it's going to work. But I looked into this, and yes, Airbnb will provide you free housing if you qualify for that free housing. And then to all of our friends and family out there, if there's anything that we can do, please just let us know. We love you very much. And I'm sure, even though this is coming out a couple days after we record it, I'm sure this will be ongoing because here come the Santa Anta winds.
More winds. Yeah.
And as I talked about when we were off air, those Santa Anta winds are no joke. 100 miles per hour is not unusual. And that's insane. Those are hurricane force winds.
Yeah. Very strong.
Fanning a fire the size of Brooklyn.
They've had like 1 inch of rain or a half an inch of rain or something like that since last summer.
Yeah, but I think it's also, it can be very arid and dry out there. Yeah.
But between the dry and the winds and sparks.
Yeah, it's all just terrible. And idiots who are setting fires.
Yeah.
And idiots who are setting fires. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but there are videos going around of people getting arrested for starting fires. It's like, what are you, I mean, I don't know. Who knows in the year of 2025? The commercial break's about to reach 800 episodes and people are setting fires and Great Wolf Lodge is a thing where people go and pay good money. There's and Tarte.
Tripping
with Tarte is still happening. And honey, the douche and the browser extension are both bad for your health. So just remember.
Not the bra.
No, I don't. Yeah, not the bra. And I don't know that the douche. Please don't write me.
It's not good for you.
Yeah, it can't be.
I'll tell you right here.
Hey,
not.
All right. Christina does personal endorsements
for anti-douching.
She's anti-douche.
Well, that's been around for a while of people saying just don't do it to begin with. So.
It's not good. My sister's an OB-GYN, so I'm informed.
She's an OB-GYN. She's an OB-GYN. I like that. I'm going to start using that word. Hey, babe, did you go to your OB-GYN?
Do you not say that? What do you say, OB-GYN?
OB-GYN.
I've always said OB-GYN.
Oh, is that how they refer to themselves as OB-GYNs?
Well, that's what my sister says.
Oh, really?
Well, your sister's... It probably depends.
Yeah, I say OB-GYN, but then I'm a man who doesn't want to get that part wrong.
And
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's not like a casual thing for you to go to the OB-GYN.
No. Yeah. It's no. I mean, I will say this.
Except when Astrid's been pregnant.
When Astrid's been pregnant, I have been to every available appointment except during COVID when there was about 3 months where they just had a policy where
you couldn't even go in.
Yeah, and that was absolutely miserable. I went to every appointment to the point where the nurses were like, I think you've set a husband record for the being at every appointment. Yeah, I couldn't tell if they thought that was creepy or if they were giving me a pat on the back. You know what I'm saying?
He's got an OB-GYN kink.
I got an OB-GYN kink. I want to be there.
Well, you wanted to know.
Well, I also got along with the OB-GYNs.
Yeah.
I got along with the,
you know, be there.
The optometrist, the obstetrician, the optometrist. I also got along with her eye doctor, the optometrist.
That's good.
In the Peachtree Dist with the optometrist.
Yes.
Going to Tarte.
And the Santa Anta wins, as
Santa
you said.
Santa Anta wins. I bet we could make a whole episode out of Brian just misspeaking.
We
should do that. For sure. All right. That's it. Donate to those poor people out in California. Have yourself a great weekend. Remember that Gustavo, I, and Chrissy are going to be here tomorrow for a very special episode of The Commercial Break celebrating Venezuela versus the United States down in Miami. Game starts at 3 p.m. tomorrow. Oh, wait, is this a Thursday episode?
No, it's Friday.
Is it?
According to my notes, but you might have changed that.
I don't know. Anyway, if it's Thursday, it's Thursday. If it's Friday, it's Friday. Have a good week. We're going to be there. Either we'll be here tomorrow or we'll be here tomorrow. One of those two things will happen.
Yeah.
But Saturday, United States versus Venezuela playing at 3 p.m. on Max and TNT and other places. You can check it out. That's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. And in celebration of Venezuela versus the United States, it'll be Gustavo versus Brian here in the studio. So tune in on a special Saturday episode of The Commercial Break, which we'll be doing from time to time in 2025, because we record enough, we figure we might as well let people listen to them. There you go. Also, 211 if you're out in the LA area, Airbnb.org. We'll put links in the show notes. If you or anybody you know need help finding shelter or long-term assistance, those are so far two reputable places I have seen, so we'll put those links in the show notes. Make sure you check out Roy Wood Jr.'s brand new special, available now, so you can check that out.
He's funny.
That's right. That's available on Disney's Hulu. And what else? Yeah, go to RoyWoodJr.com to find out more information, all his shows and all that other stuff. It's all available on his website. Thank you so much for him coming in. TCBpodcast.com. That's our website. Go there for more information about the show, all the audio, all the video available right there at one location. You can also get your free TCB swag. Hit the drop down menu on the contact us button. says, I want my free swag. You'll get it. Just give us your address. 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We take them all in text message or voicemail. Either or, we'll get back to you. We promise we will. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/The Commercial Break for all of our episodes, full length, now available right there on the channel. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Best you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.